It's market day in Kerbaka, Senegal, but high prices have put much of the food here out of the locals' reach. Penda Diagne, villager.
At market, neither rice, nor fish, nor any other products are affordable, not even bread.
Asatu Sek, market trader.
Rice is expensive. Oil is also expensive. I don't see anything that isn't expensive. Even the cost of millet has gone up.
It's the same story across the country. As a net importer of food, Senegal is particularly vulnerable to rising food prices. Part of the problem is the country's lack of access to good quality seeds. In 2008, the European Union formed a food facility fund so that they could respond quickly to soaring food prices in developing countries. 2 years ago, they invested 3.6 million euros from this fund into Senegal. Dominique Delecour is the EU ambassador to Senegal.
This project is really aimed at improving access to quality seeds for smallholder farmers working in all stages of peanut and rice production.
The first task was to create improved peanut and rice seeds, which are the two most important crops here. Next, they had to produce large quantities of these seeds. So the EU partnered with the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, who encouraged farmers to join seed-producing cooperatives. Here they were trained in better production, so they could grow enough seeds to distribute to farmers across the country. They also learned marketing and business skills. Farmer Sheikh Ndai joined one of the 30 new cooperatives.
They brought us fertilizer and gave us advice too, which we followed. All in all, the trainers did a good job. They gave us seeds and followed up with each one of us. Before, I didn't have good harvests, but now with the cooperative, things have changed.
And this change has meant a year of good business for Sheikh.
I bought a cart, a horse shelter, and other things I needed. So there's real progress, and that's all thanks to the cooperative.
Sheikh and other smallholder farmers are responsible for 95% of Senegal's agricultural activity. And according to Nona Nyang from the Ministry of Agriculture, they are the ones who can ensure that Senegal produces enough food to feed itself. Arona Nyang, agroeconomist, Ministry of Agriculture.
There's a huge swath of the population that hasn't participated in our economic life and who in reality are the true potential.
The EU food facility has recently closed, but in the last 2 years, 6,000 tons of peanut seed and 1,500 tons of rice seed have been produced, supplying hundreds of thousands of farmers across Senegal. And it's these farmers who used to play a marginal role in the country's economy, who may now be the key to protecting the country from further food price hikes in the future.